Editor's note: the following story contains details heard in court that may be disturbing for some readers. Relieved and after taking about 10 minutes to compose himself while wiping back tears, Corporal Alexei Silin walked out of the Barry courthouse a free man this morning after being found not guilty of sexual assault and forcible confinement against a military colleague at CFB Borden 7 years ago. It was a very long process. I knew I was innocent, that I was not guilty from the beginning, said Silin. Unfortunately, the public, on the news, you guys, in the media, make hard time for my wife and my family. It was very stressful, but I'm just happy in the end that justice in Canada exists. Crown attorney Julie Janiak, who prosecuted the case, declined to comment after Ontario Court Justice Robert Gatrell handed down his decision on Wednesday. Gatrell presided over a stop-and-start trial that began in Barrie last October. With evidence having been heard and final submissions made, the trial was delayed on two additional scheduled dates because Gatrell required more time. In the end, the judge cited concerns about both the complainant and Silin's evidence and the legal principle of reasonable doubt in acquitting Silin. The complainant, Elvira Jazabarani, claimed that Silin forced her into a closet in their dorm at CFB Borden on May 13, 2018, about a day after the pair had returned to the base from a training exercise at CFB Shiloh in Manitoba. Jazabarani told court that she initially resisted Silin, but only submitted to his increasingly aggressive advances to minimize possible injury, which included unclasping her own bra to avoid being choked. Silin claimed that the encounter was an extension of their previous flirtatious courtship, when she roused him from sleep, inviting him and another female soldier downstairs to a common room to have a nightcap. The other female soldier never showed. After about 15 minutes, according to Silin, they headed back upstairs. Prohibited from being in each other's dorm room, he led her into the closet in a manner to how someone would guide a woman onto the dance floor, his lawyer, Mitchell Worsoff, told Gatrell in his final submissions. The judge took significant issue with Silin's account to what may have happened in the common room where they met for drinks, saying that he manufactured that story to reconcile it with other parts of his evidence. Silin had claimed that Jazabarani had made a sexually suggestive overture in the common room and asked him to massage her. The judge had similar issues with Jazabarani's portrayal of what happened, saying there seemed to be some reciprocity in the way she returned Silin's kissing her and how she had a different recollection of it later. More than what happened on that evening, Gatrell was swayed by two later courses of action taken by Jazabarani. The first was reporting to police in Belleville that Silin was armed with a knife that night, when he was unarmed. It raised valid concerns about her credibility, said Gatrell. Secondly, the judge said that she could have been motivated to color her evidence to pursue the agenda of exposing sexual abuse in the Canadian military. Jazabarani pursued the case through a private prosecution after military authorities declined to prosecute, though Silin's interviews with CFB Borden police were introduced into evidence. Jazabarani also waived her right to have her identity protected. She was not present in court to hear the judgment, but it is believed that she was listening in by video. Outside court, Worsoff voiced happiness for his client, but pointed out the price Silin paid to defend himself. He never gets back any compensation for the sleepless nights, the cost of representation and the embarrassment, said Worsoff. I'm happy for him, but justice is never fully served in these cases when someone is innocent. Silin, a married father, maintained that his only regret was that he cheated on his wife. He also said he planned to continue to serve in the military. Of course, said Silin, when asked if he was going to return to his old job. The military life is my life.